Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Full Spectrum Radio. This is episode 11, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, today we decided to get back to some EDM news. We haven't done it in a while. We've been kind of jumping all over the place. Pardon me. Yeah, but first off, what should we talk about first? We have a couple topics. The big one, or should we start small?
I think start small.
Start small. Is Tipper having heart surgery small?
Yeah, I was just about to say, we're about to start with that. That's not very small, but...
small compared to...
You brought it up, so yeah, Tipper's heart surgery.
Yeah,
went happening? Well.
Did go well.
No complications.
From what I've heard.
Good deal.
I know nothing of this heart surgery, so you're going to have to explain to me what exactly happened.
Well, I don't know why he had to go into surgery. All I know is right after infrasound, he was taken to a hospital for heart surgery. Someone who was part of the infrasound crew was posting about it on Twitter. And like a day or so afterwards, just said he came out and everything was fine. And That's then, I don't know, just kind of crazy to hear that happen. I was like, shit.
Yeah, it's super humbling because it can happen to anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really random, but glad he's doing okay. Amazing artist.
Definitely.
Continue to be blessed with his awesome music, so.
Yeah, and yeah. He dropped a pretty dope song right after that happened, too.
Sweet.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
We'll play it later.
I got it. Got that shit unlocked.
Yeah, you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Not much going on this week in EDM.
Oh! I just thought of a topic we need to talk about. Electric Run.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys went to that.
Electric Run was boss.
You guys got in for free?
We don't know how or what happened, really.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Did you guys just like walk through?
We don't know if it was free to go into the show or not, but there was like a gate. So, we just kind of walked through it.
Yeah, according to the website or whatever, you know, if you weren't participating, you're allowed to be at the beginning and the finish. But they didn't say anything about the after show. So,
there was an after show?
Yeah,
I was curious about that.
Cool. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. And we just kind of walked into the after show, like past everybody, and no one said a thing. So I feel like it was open, but
I didn't see anyone there that didn't have a running runner's tag,
yeah,
whatever they are. So I don't think we were supposed to be there.
Whatever. We got in. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to do that next year. Another thing I want to do is zombie pub crawl this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do there's like a Pride pub crawl coming up. A gay Pride pub crawl. I want to go to that.
Indy already did theirs. Some friends of mine posted from Indy the Pride parade and all that shit. It looked pretty dope.
Dude, Pride parade's awesome.
Well, last year's Pride parade for Minnesota, I heard, was over the top. Like,
it's a Pride parade.
No, I'm talking about just like, screw clothes, let's go full nude down the street. God.
It's a Pride parade.
Dude, New York doesn't even get that crazy.
Really? I've seen that in Seattle at the Pride parade.
Oh, I don't know, but...
We have the naked bikers. They just like ride their bikes naked.
That'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Some crazy shit. But anyways, what else is going on in the world?
Really?
Catch a steed on a fucking bicycle seat.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. that kind of popped up for some reason. Made me laugh.
It's funny to see the naked bike riders at Hempfest. They're all super stoned.
Nice.
I'm still super stoked and kind of, I don't know, hasn't set in yet that we get to do Plunderfest this year. Super excited about that.
Yeah, Plunderfest. Look for us if you go.
Yeah.
It's going to be dope.
Come and find us. If we like you enough, we'll have you on the show and talk for a little while.
Probably not. I don't like most people.
Brock, no one likes you.
I think it'd be cool to have people on to kind of share their experience like throughout if they come on. And
yeah.
I don't know, if we talk to some people and are interested in their stories or whatever and have them on. It's going to be live. We have so much time.
Yeah.
So I'm planning
on going out the day before. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I think I will
too. And probably staying the next day for cleanup. Oh, which reminds me, anyone who wants to, you should stay for cleanup. It's going to be pretty cool.
Remember.
If you stay for cleanup, it's like a very small group of people. That's what Sean was saying, is like last year was like 25, 30 people that's actually stayed after. And he'll come around and give you, if you talk to him and contact him sometime throughout the whole thing, he'll give you a wristband and that'll say that you can stay for like the cleanup party, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
Dude, think of all the free shit you're going to find. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah. Ground scores all
yeah.
I'm hoping to find a couple tapestries.
Something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, remember, if you're trying to go a day early, if you're riding with me, since I'm going to have to get that shit figured out, work or whatever, and Carly does too.
I'll
getting
figure
those days
out.
Off.
Oh, yeah, Carly already already requested all that stuff off.
But I don't have a job, so.
No, you're cool.
Neither do I.
This is
high
my
five.
Job.
High five for unemployment.
Anyways, Plunderfest. Yeah, we'll post something on the page, just let people know, come say hi, and... we'll give you a little shout out. Get your feedback on the experience.
Are we going to try and get some more or get some artists that are going to be there on the podcast?
Yeah, someone messaged us on the page. I, for life, I can't remember his name right now, but he's playing up Plunderfest. Not next weekend, but the weekend after he wants to come on. So we'll figure out scheduling for that.
Yeah, scheduling has kind of gone a little crazy lately.
Yeah.
But we'll get it all figured out. Fuck it.
Palsy. We Palsy. Definitely gotta get him on here. DJ Blaze One, if you guys don't know.
Yeah, he's playing up Plunderfest now.
Cool.
I'll be like, hey, give me gear.
Yeah, if he's already gonna be out there with some gear.
We'll maybe. Figure it out.
Whatever.
I'll say he owes me, although I don't know why he would owe me, but I'll tell him he owes me and he'll believe it.
Because he does.
Because he keeps saying that I'll play a concrete and then he forgets to sign me up. That's why he owes me.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Let's see. Another event coming up. Oh, the Saturday, June 15th. What is it called? I can't even say it. Symposium.
Symposium.
Middle word being poi. As
you said, it's invite only?
Yeah, but I'll shoot you an invite.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'll talk to who's running it. They'll do it. Theo, do it. You spin fire. He wants fire spinners out there so he can take pictures.
Boom.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he want one of the best fire spinners that I know?
And it's not some stupid backyard burn.
No, they're actually gonna have it at right now it's at like the White Sands Beach.
We need a permit.
But it's invite only. So if anybody heard that, it's invite only. If you show up, don't show up. If you don't have an invite. But yeah, get in contact with us if you're really interested in, you know, getting your pictures or your skills out there and you're good, whatever.
Boom, boom.
Hit us up.
I'll be there with a fire hacky sack.
Yeah, we're going to get the fire hack out for... You've had it for like a year and we haven't played with it yet.
Nah, not a year. It's been since like Christmas or something like that.
Damn close.
But
it'll still be fun though.
Yeah, so if anyone who wants to try and burn their hair off, I'll be out there.
I do. I love the smell of burnt hair.
Haven't burned or dread yet.
That's growth.
Oh, it'll
gonna.
Happen.
You're gonna.
I can't wait for it to happen. Because once it happens, no more dreadlocks.
It's not going to burn my hair.
It's going to melt you.
You don't know.
Shut up, Rack.
It's better than having long hair, though, that's not dreaded. That shit just starts on fire, no problem. Take it from me.
All right, yeah. So Daft Punk's new album just launched.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, whatever.
A lot of people are butthurt
all
about
the
it.
All the haters out there, fuck you.
And I'm gonna rant here for you guys. What are your thoughts? I'll rant after you're done.
I like it.
I haven't heard a lot of the album, but from what I've heard, it's funky as shit, and I love it. It's dope.
Yeah, exactly. I can't say anything more than that. It's just funky, good Daft Punk vibe.
I think when it came out, Terra Vita actually posted on Facebook. They're like, I don't want to comment on the album directly, but I do think Daft Punk should change their name to Daft Punk.
Yeah, like, I think you were saying that before.
Well, what's that one guy's name?
Who?
Look this up real fast. What are the two guys of Daft Punk's name?
I don't remember.
I'll look it up right here. I know it's here.
Hey, well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to do my little rant.
Okay, go.
For all the complainy, right. Whiny bitches.
Bet.
Set.
Go.
Go. Okay. For all you complainy, whiny bitches who don't like the album, I think, you know, everybody had their expectations set way too high that they were going to come out with some groundbreaking electronic album that was just gonna change, you know, where electronic music was going. But then you gotta remember, it's Daft Punk. They don't care what you think. They're just gonna make music, and just the fact that you wouldn't like it just because it's not what you thought it was is a dumb reason, and you should smack yourself.
Yeah, you don't have expectations.
It's music, you know, and it's Daft Punk, so it's gonna be good. You just gotta give it a chance to, you know, really listen to it.
Yeah, but people are so stuck in that, like, Oh, it's not EDM. It is EDM, by the way. Just a different form of it. Which is what I was going to say is Pharrell
yeah.
from Daft Punk. He's getting all butthurt at people because they keep calling his album disco.
Oh, gosh.
What? Did I get lucky?
Yeah. Like, well, it's not disco at all.
No.
If anything, it's like Miami whatever the fuck. Not disco.
It's a weird combination of like funky
disco is a very very broad term though, I would say.
Well, I guess you can say that. I don't know. This just goes back to genres.
Yeah.
And how stupid genres yeah. are.
Genres.
It's not and dubstep, it's dub.
Dub. Oh.
Oh god.
It's dark dub.
Dark dub.
Dungeon.
Psy breaks. Dungeon trance.
I've been listening to a lot down of dungeon tempo, lately.
Whatever.
I don't even know what classifies down tempo. Like Moomba, like 110, that kind of shit, or just is down tempo just like?
I don't really know. I just know it like when I dub. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Like I don't even feel like 110 is slow at all.
Like I guess it depends on how it's played.
Yeah.
Because like a true Moomba track. You can feel like the slow pace.
Yeah.
But I mean, some people do it and it just feels, it almost feels like a drum and bass song.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. But it is what it is. Why? I don't know. I only classify genres on my songs because I have to.
It's so hard describing music to people that don't know nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like, they ask you, like, what do you listen to? It's like, oh, God. Why are you asking me this question?
It's like I'll tell you an artist and yeah, you classify you how you want
figure it out. I usually, I mean, when it comes to anything electronic, I just say electronic.
Yeah,
because like we've said before, there's so many weird subgenres.
Although I do hate when people call dubstep techno.
Well, that's different.
I hate that shit
yeah.
so much because there's such a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, techno is techno.
Yeah.
So. I still stand my ground of this. There's no such thing as brostep. Brostep is just a classification for dubstep that people don't like. And it's just a stupid term.
It is. Along with many others.
Yeah, but whatever.
Oh well.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing.
Anyways.
Just gonna sit here.
Brostep.
Just gonna sit here.
Just gonna sit here.
Brostep. Psh, bros. Psh. Next thing you know, there's gonna be hipster step.
Hip step.
Dude, it'd be nothing. They'd be too cool to do anything.
It'd be like Bob Dylan remixes and.
Oh, I remixed this song that I found, you know, out of Canada. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Tori gets so mad at me when I make fun of hipsters.
Does she think she's a hipster?
No. She just, why are you judging? Why are you judging people? It's like, I'll see a hipster in Uptown, I'll just be like, fucking hipsters. And
I say it all the time. That
she'll
mean they're
she'll
bad.
Get on my case.
It's not
about
really
it.
Judging, it's just how
it's
well, okay.
It's hilarious yeah. because yeah. she does this to me, and then like yeah. not even 5 minutes later, we'll see like some fat chick walking down the street and she'll be like, that's disgusting. I'll be like, why are you judging Tori?
Hypocritical woman.
Bastard. Leave me alone.
Oh man.
Like she doesn't like that I don't like bros. Nah. When I went out with her and Thomas the other day,
yeah.
they were talking about how Thomas's cousins are like really big bros, like beefhead bros.
Yeah.
And she's like, I love them and I love them. And I was like, I don't like those kind of people. And she just got super pissed at me.
I don't know. I've met very few bros that I get along with. Most, I mean, and as far as hipsterish people go, they don't bother me until they start acting all arrogant. And I'm just like, shut up. I'll poke you through your eyes with those lensless glasses.
No protection.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you guys want to play a song?
Yeah, let's jump into a track. You've been talking a while.
Jump into a track? You gotta give me warning.
Tricky track. What we track? Gave you a warning.
What track you want?
Let's play a Tipper song since we were talking about Tipper. Should be on there. The Shatter, whatever.
Shatterbox. The Shatterbox yeah. VIP by yeah. Tipper.
This is his newest track. Came out right around after he got done with his heart attack. Or heart surgery. So enjoy.
He's a trooper.
Yep.
Oh,
Next, we got Jelly Roll by Protohype. Is Expect Us by Dan Cena.
Expect us. respect us.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, girl, you like to party?
Yeah. Like to party?
All right.
I was going to take you guys to a rave so we could hang out. No, I don't want to do that anymore.
Salt the snail.
Salt the snail.
All right. For those of you that don't know what's going on right now because you're in their little hole and masturbating in your parents' bathroom. We got a bomb to drop on you guys.
Bomb.
Yeah, we got something new coming out of California. The new by the name of Destroyed.
Destroyed. It's Destroyed. So heavy for California group. Like, oh, it's nothing.
The video that we watched is so sick, too. It got me tingling.
It's not necessarily a whole lot of California, because Excision's from Canada.
Oh, well, coming out of really? Canada-fornia.
Canada-fornia?
Canada-fornia?
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know if they're coming out of California. I know that's where their first show was.
San Jose, wherever it was.
So, just Destroyed is this new EDM supergroup.
Super group.
Super duper group.
Excision, Downlink, and DJ, what's his name?
Sokka.
Sokka. DJ Sokka.
From Pendulum, he's the drummer.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this shit.
I noticed that he runs more than drums, too, because he had two computers next to him during that video.
Those are probably just for triggers and stuff.
Yeah. Brought in some crazy.
Well, you kind of need triggers for that. But
yeah. I saw this video the other day, and so did Shannon, and Josh just saw it today.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll put it on the page.
It is awesome. Some of the grimiest, dubstepiest, just in your mind fuck fest that I've ever seen. It's so sick.
It's super sweet.
They're keeping the grime alive, definitely.
Yeah.
So we got Excision. Excision on guitar.
Like MIDI.
MIDI guitars. Yeah. Guitars.
We'll explain all the instruments later. It's kind of crazy.
It looks like a super modified Kitara.
Well, what they did, because it's on the article, I think you have the article on there. What they actually did, they hired a guy by the name of, I can't remember,
weird name.
It's not like Mark something or whatever, but they this guy they hired, they had him build them custom made, like one of a kind instruments that were for them that are solely made to control Ableton, and the programming in them was programmed to like their liking to while they're playing, so everything controls Ableton smoothly as possible. Like Excision's guitar that he uses, the neck, I don't think they're strings, I think they're buttons or whatever,
yeah,
but
buttons.
They're all MIDI control buttons. And then, like, down the body, he has, like, eight pads, like, drum pads that he can use, and then he has all macro-controlled knobs to control Ableton and shit. And so does Downlink's bass, well, is, like, the same way.
Downlink's bass is it's got the buttons, but instead of drum pads, it's got chaos pads.
Mm-hmm.
Like two chaos pads, I think.
Some crazy, ridiculous shit.
It's so cool. Their costumes, dude, too, are so badass.
Yeah, dude. They remind me of fucking
Alien?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Space aliens.
They look just like they have, like, the little dreadies coming out the back of the helmets, too, like Alien.
I think only the drummer does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they had, like, what did they have? They had,
space packs.
Oxygen, packs that would shoot out, like, a big, like, mist.
Burst of air. Thing.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
So sick.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
I can't wait to see them. You said they're touring with Metallica now?
Yeah, they're doing a run with Metallica. I don't know if it's how long it is, but Taylor said that their next show is with Metallica. They're opening up for them. I was like, that would be the most ridiculous combination of performances ever.
Think of the energy
yeah.
in that building or space. That'd be so insane.
It's going to be like an amphitheater or something.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Be some big-ass venue.
I'd love to see the crowd for that show. Cause you
yeah, like all the metalheads like, what the fuck?
It's like, I don't know if it's to like this or to boo it. And then like,
yeah, I'm sure they'll like, I mean, I'm sure they'll like.
Have they announced like tour dates yet?
Not entirely. They're just kind of playing around right now.
Oh,
they're still working out kinks with like the live performances and shit. Because I know they said the suits that they wear are so heavy, it's hard for them to really move around and to play a lot. So it's hard.
I noticed
it's
like, that in the video.
I could assume
it looks like they're trying to throw down, but yeah, they do look pretty heavy. Yeah. Along, like the helmet, the chest thing, like full up costume.
Yeah. Yeah. With everything about them, they're all computerized and they have LEDs going through them and shit.
Sweet. Yeah, they're so other than Metallica, they're doing collabs with Space Lasers, Agipi, one of my favorite artists, Bass Nectar, Far Too Loud. That's
Space Lasers.
Whatever. All I care about is Agipi. I fucking love Agipi.
How do you not care about Bass Nectar?
Because it's Bass Nectar. I don't know. Gonna stop following Bass Nectar.
Why?
Cause
since when?
So awesome.
A couple months ago.
It's ridiculous.
Get caught up in other things.
Whatever.
You're a pooter.
Whatever.
You're just a dirty, dirty pooter.
So Destroyed's first singles that they released were Raise Your Fists and Blast Off.
Yep, yep. I'm pretty dope.
Quit hitting my shit, dude.
Drop my headphones. My headphones.
Yeah. We got trouble in the studio.
A big old bag of dicks for you.
Ah, bag of dicks.
Crazy.
Bag of dicks.
They're also on their own label, which is pretty cool.
I'm on my own label.
Excision's label, aren't they? Rotten.
No, Destroyed Music.
Oh, they made it in the.
Yeah, there's a whole private.
Oh shit.
Label.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
For all the any techie nerds we have listening, crazy bit of information about their shows. They have so much shit going on during their shows. They have to run two separate Ableton sessions to be able to run all their instruments and all their drum racks and everything that they have going, because everything just it's just overpowering how much shit they have going.
It's crazy.
Do your can't imagine have setup. Tools at your house?
Apparently.
Like,
what are you talking about?
Saws and stuff?
Random question?
No, yeah. It's really.
Who are we going to murder?
Yes. Why?
We should totally make our own suits.
Oh my god.
It'd be awesome.
With a saw. That's all we need.
Just a saw.
I said saws and stuff, and bitches. Stuff. Shut up.
Okay.
we can have Josh weld together some.
Yeah, I can weld.
Shit.
Yeah, I can do that.
Can you make me.
Be heavier than shit.
Can you make me a bazooka?
Yes.
Sweet.
Potato bazooka.
A potato bazooka.
No. Anyways, bazooka, bazooka. Josh, you're going to do this with us when we get to Plunderfest.
Yeah.
We're going to get shirts that say life on them and hand people lemons.
No. I refuse to do that.
I'll do it. I hope nobody has the same mentality that I do whenever somebody says that to me. Like somebody hands you lemonades, you throw them back at their face.
Oh, no. That would hurt. Anyways,
that's so stupid.
It's gonna happen. There's gotta be somebody out there that thinks that too.
Oh well. I'll be like,
yeah. So yeah, not only is Destroyed doing their whole crazy live performances and production, whatever, they're also doing a graphic novel.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Taking some shit from Mally.
Yeah. They probably listened to our podcast that Mally was on. They're like, oh my god, we need to make a comic book.
Dude, ugh. Of course they listen to our podcast. I mean, come on.
Duh.
Duh.
Who doesn't? Says
nobody listens to this.
And the three people that listen are like, ho, ho,
ho, ho. Those three people are us. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, all those plays, that was me. refresh.
Dude, we got 100 plays in an hour.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. My finger's tired.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see.
We should totally do what Tiago does, though. Just like do the loop.
And then show everybody what's so popular.
It's like on SoundCloud by ourselves and like listens or whatever, your followers.
Oh boy.
Let's see, what else about Destroyed? They got the whole conspiracy theory behind Destroyed.
Conspiracy theory. Yes, fill us in on this conspiracy.
Well,
wait, where's Will?
Let's see, Destroyed, if anybody goes and looks on our page and watches the video, Destroyed has their emblem. It looks like two D's next to each other, kind of. The symbol is used in that video that we were watching earlier. It's basically like an uprising type idea.
Yeah, I started watching it yesterday.
To take like V for Vendetta or Tron or anything like that, where there's like an uprising of individuals. So basically, what I got out of it is like the only references made at this time were those symbols and like the sounds and stuff in that video.
Anyways.
And those sounds. So to start like, per se, a revolution, I guess, which calls upon the elevated individuals is what the elevated is what they're calling it. All the fans. Yeah, all the fans and all the whatever street team people. And it's super easy to get a part of the street team now, because if you become a member on their website and you do like little things for them, I don't know, putting up flyers, blah, 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 they actually give you like points.
To get are they trying tickets. To do like a 12 Monkeys type thing?
I'm not sure what I know what that is.
How do you not know that movie?
I've never even heard of it.
You seen that movie?
No.
Jesus Christ, it's like the best movie ever.
Obviously
you
not.
You say that about every movie.
It's like Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis, and it's just, it's some fuckery, dude. It's like
fuckery.
It reminds it the way it's made reminds me a little bit of Fight Club.
Okay.
It's fucking crazy. I'll show it to you. We'll watch it. Oh. And then you'll know what I'm talking about.
Movie night.
Yeah.
With the boys.
But basically, like, there's this underground group of rebels called 12 Monkeys.
Yeah.
And they don't really do anything, like, for a long time.
You can't do much with 12 people.
Brad Pitt is, like, the main character, and or one of the main characters, and he's, like, fucking insane. And he unleashes this virus that only affects humans.
Nice.
Because he just wants to overthrow, like, everything that is humanity.
Sounds like a crazy guy.
It's nuts.
Sweet.
But anyways, the whole street team thing reminded me of them like throwing up their tags everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Whatever. I'll show you the movie and you'll
Let's
know.
Let's go understand. From destroying humans to...
destroying humans.
Yeah. I don't think that this is about destroying humans, but...
no.
Yeah, I don't know. So the whole like raise your fists is all about like... It's referring to those elevated...
It's supposed to be like a musical uprising or like let's uprise against...
I don't know. I mean, that's... I'd have to listen to the rest of the CD because in that first song, you know, in the beginning of it, which we'll play here in a minute, you kind of get an idea of, like, I don't know, an uprising.
Yeah.
A basic uprising of... I don't know. It's not clear in that first video, but I'm sure if you listen to the other, like, songs and stuff, I'm sure that...
Judging by, like the feel that they're going for, like, the whole, you know, live performance thing, it kind of makes me think they're just talking, like, music-wise, like, let's change... how music is done nowadays.
Yeah.
And which I totally agree. Like the whole era of music nowadays is kinda coming to an end and some new is gonna happen soon. And I think they've kinda got, you know, the idea, let's go fucking nuts. Make some crazy disco heavy. Like they brought the metal to dubstep.
Yeah.
Like definitely.
So cool.
And I love that. Because I remember I told someone, might have been Brock, we had an argument a long time ago about dubstep. And you're like, someone was like, oh, it's getting mainstream, it's going to die out. I was like, it's not going to die out, it's going to go back underground, and then it's going to really, you know, catch fire and become the brutalness that it could be.
I don't think that was me.
Somebody. And that's what's kind of, what it looks like it's going to happen. Especially with Destroyed coming up like this.
I just kind of see it as like a coming together of all people, even though like we see things differently, we have different interests in the music today. I think that's how I got it, was like there's so much separation in the music scene right now.
Yeah.
That I think that's what I got out of it, at least. That's how I wanted to like interpret it, because that's what I would like to see. I mean,
yeah, I definitely don't want to talk bad about anybody, you know, anybody like famous or whatnot, because. Like, it's not like I've done anything to say that I'm better than them, but I know
there's Hilton.
Anybody can be better. But no, Wolfgang Gartner had an article out talking about the state of music today and saying how it's just terrible. Everybody using these, you know, one-liner drops and everything and whatnot. And I'm like, I don't care if it's like, if it makes me dance and I feel and I'm vibing to it, then to me it's a good song.
Yeah.
It's like you don't get to say what's a good song because you're an artist. You know, it's like music is very opinionated and everybody's gonna like different shit. And I'm like, even some of his newer stuff, it's like one-liner drops. And I'm like, if you're gonna make music that, you know, goes along with what you're against, then you're not helping yourself or helping the scene in which you want to preserve.
And who is this?
Wolfgang Gardner.
Okay.
I'm like, dude.
Well,
like, I still like his music, but I'm like, shut up.
He's just a fucking troll, though. Like, he trolls on everyone.
Well, this was, like, a legit, like, interview he was doing. I was like, oh, well, fuck. What the fuck? Like, it wasn't dead mouth dickish, but it was still kind of like...
Oh, he's getting up there, though. I've seen a bunch of things that he's, like...
Wolfgang?
Yeah, talking shit because people like to play certain times of music, and...
I still like Wolfgang's music, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I let him talk as long as he doesn't, you know, really piss me off.
All right, well, I got that song queued up.
Raise Your Fist?
Yep. This is brand new, Destroyed. I hope you guys like it. It's some grimy shit. Here we go. Destroyed, Raise Your Fist, featuring Space Laces. Or Spaces Laces. God, I can't gotcha. See it.
Democracy.
Yeah, that was that new shit.
Semi-new.
All right, we got Hallucination by X-Shade.
The thing that is critical here, and why all governments are nervous in the presence of it, is the psychedelic experience. In the environment of youth culture and technology, it just is, it's a dagger pointed at the heart of the old, discredited, and defunct cultural stuff.
Hallucination.
All right, we got Ready for Stomping, Far Too Loud.
Word to your mother.
My mother.
So yeah, again, that was Far Too Loud. Check out their collab with Destroyed.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shout. You just had to play this.
All right, enough to Lane.
Well, enough with this song. Got some cool events coming up.
Pull my whistle, bitch.
Spring Awakening is coming up. That's very soon.
Spring Awakening.
And Mystic Moon.
Mystic Moon.
Wasn't Mystic Moon is gonna be cool because Frankie Bones is gonna be there.
Oh, that's right.
What was so, last weekend? It was the Psytrance Festival, Spirit Earth Dance Festival, or whatever.
I didn't even hear about that.
You guys trying to snuck into it last year with Mason, with Dark Jesus.
I didn't.
Yeah,
you and Shangri-La.
No, you and Justin were like, or Justin was like, yeah. I think Mason can get us into it. It's a Psytrance Festival.
Oh, are you talking about, fuck, I know this. Whatever's just left my mind.
I know what you're talking
Sacred
about.
Earth.
Sacred Earth. Yeah, yeah. It was this weekend.
I didn't sneak into actually. That. I was going to.
That's what I was saying. You were going to, but yeah, it was this weekend.
I always wanted to go to that. Heard a lot of good stories about that.
Yeah. Sounds like it would be a fun time. A
couple crazy stories, too.
Oh, I'm sure. When was Bella? Has Bella happened yet?
Yeah, Bella was 2 weekends ago. I heard it was fun.
Fun stuff about that.
Yeah.
Girls in the walkway.
Only I had money for festivals.
Only you had a job.
Hey, anyone who's listening, if you want to donate.
Donate to the Brock Goes to Shows Fund?
Donate money to the Full Spectrum Radio Festival.
Contact me. Make the checks out to me. I'll manage his money.
It's for cancer
or this is just an idea.
I support cancer.
That's terrible. Poor Brock, this is just an idea. Just throwing it out there.
You shut your mouth.
Get
prostitution.
You shut your mouth.
Prostitution.
I might be working. I told you, I might be doing stuff this
painting
summer. Yeah.
You're lying. That's okay, I don't have a job either.
Should be a good gig.
Been applying in a bunch of jobs.
If we get that house, I'll be down the street from EMI and I'll go and get a job there. Along with my security job.
So what projects are you working on right now, Shannon?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm still working on this EP that I said I'd have out 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Don't have out yet.
No one cares.
That's okay. I said the same thing.
But no, I mean, I've got one of the songs done. The other one I've almost got done. It's just that whenever I start to mix, I get caught up in doing editing, and then when I try and mix, my ears are all shot, and then I do terrible mixes. So I just have to one day sit down and just mix.
First world problems.
Yeah. First world musician problems.
I have all the gear but no time.
Talk to Maui.
Whatever. But yeah,
I want to have him on again really soon too. I haven't talked to him in weeks. It's been a while. Missed that cat.
Should have him come back.
He's not a cat.
He is the coolest of the cats.
He's the cat. Bee's knees.
And I don't sense stunts. And I don't sense
stunts. You know what, Josh? You're just a jive-ass turkey.
Bee's knees.
Cat's you a wank-ass buster.
Yeah.
What are you working on, Brock? Are you working on anything? Are you
yeah,
Brock.
Lazy?
Working on a song.
Yeah.
Not near what I'm going for.
Okay, Brad. You're new.
And once Shannon and I get in the studio, which is mainly my fault.
Me too. I gotta get in the studio.
We'll be working on a Bad Touch remix.
Cool. Yeah, because I know you're bugging me about getting in the studio to do some drumming, so is Shannon.
Yeah, because you're a pooter.
Crazy.
We'll make that happen sometime. It's gonna take a while now.
I told Shannon, I was like, you know what? When it comes to working with me, you just have to tell me.
Yeah.
Be here this day. Because if you give me an option, I'm gonna find some way to get out of it.
We'll make it happen, but it's gonna take a while longer now since I'm done working here. Next week.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
No rush. It'll happen. Bam.
I'm trying to work on that live group.
Yeah.
Especially after seeing the Destroyed video. It's like, fuck!
Yeah,
oh,
Destroyed.
Full spectral fucks.
We're coming for you, Destroyed.
Yeah.
We're gonna tour with you.
Yeah.
Have our own shit going.
Yeah.
It'll be all...
They can be, what are they, the aliens, and we can be the predators?
Yeah.
We have predator costumes.
Oh.
No, you should be the government.
So bad.
We should be like super soldiers.
We can play against each other. Like, yeah. We come out just like, oh.
The battles.
We own
literal
you.
Battles.
Like some Scott Pilgrim shit. We're just on two separate stages fighting with music.
Yeah.
With like wires. So you can jump and flip and shit.
That'd be pretty cool.
Turn it into like an electro circus.
Let's see. So yeah, June 14th is Spring Awakening. I'm not going to any of these. Just announcing them. I don't have the money. All I really care about is... I lied. Mount Eden, Bar 9, and Durban. On the 14th, on Friday. Where is that? Let's see that. I don't know where that is. I don't really care. Boys Noise is at Mill City Nights on the 14th, too.
Boom.
We're so unprofessional.
DJ Blend.
Whatever.
DJ Blend. DJ Blend is my favorite. You guys know that?
He's your favorite.
I love the blend.
Tacos.
Barry Corson at Epic on June 21st.
There's always so many shows going on here.
I really stopped paying attention. Yeah, the 21st is the Moon Festival, Mystic Moon Festival.
Yeah.
That one would be fun to go to. Mr.
Arnie Days.
If you talk to Arnie about volunteering for that, you can get him for free. You just have to work 3 hours each day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Cool. That's up north, right?
Yeah, somewhere.
Have that up north
in the Wisconsin area, I think.
Oh.
Wisconsin.
Well, I don't want to go anymore.
Oh, don't you know?
Yeah, it says beautiful Wisconsin. Well, only, I looked at that where it said that's not true.
Well, it's only like a 30-minute drive from the Duluth there.
Well, hey there.
Hey there.
Plunder ahoy now.
Oh.
Jojo. Scancy accent.
Bill.
Meh.
See, anybody that cares about Bauer, he's going to be here on the 26th.
I don't care about Bauer.
Not this guy.
That.
Sorry, everybody. I'm not judging. I just don't like him.
I feel like
Above
Bauer,
and Beyond. That'd be fun. June 28th.
I feel like Bauer would be better. I feel like Bauer would be better if Harlem Shake didn't get him.
Yeah.
You know, if Harlem Shake wasn't the reason he was popular, I feel like he'd be better. But he got sucked into, oh, now I'm the Harlem Shake guy. So that kind of happened.
Let's see. Basegasm 9, July 13th, that first half.
It's a lot of gasms.
Yeah.
So many gasms.
I went to the second one.
9 gasms. When was that?
A long time ago. I don't even know when that was.
I need to make one of those because I keep saying I will, but I never have the time when they're around. For the money.
Mm-hmm. For the money.
For the energy.
Kennedy Jones at the Poorhouse, July 21st. And then big old Plunderfest, July 26th.
Plunderfest!
Creatures of the Deep. We've already talked about that. I can talk about that all day.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Oh.
All the planning last year for fucking Makers of Love.
Yeah.
So many sleepless nights trying to plan that shit out.
And then nothing happened.
Yeah.
We got shut down.
Dealing with so many dumb people.
I'm not
going
to name any names.
Yeah.
You guys named him on
the
last episode.
Yeah, you already named him. I kind of slapped my forehead. I was like, oh.
I was like, Brock.
I don't really care. I don't like him.
Well, whatever. He doesn't like you now.
Well, at least you didn't go to Plunderfest last year and then have him walk up like nothing happened. Like, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, I suppose that would have pissed me off.
And I was drunk too, and I was happy.
No, the one that I was pissed about was, what was that last year that we went to that camping thing? We ended up sleeping in the car.
When you fucked your back up?
No, that was the camping trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I broke my rib and fucked up my back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because you were dumb and
you guys
were on a bike.
Oh, it was so bad. No. I was running through that field with Justin. Like, right when we were running back to the camper to go to sleep. And I tripped on one of those mounds, and then I, like, flipped. And landed on another mound right on my back. It's crying like a bitch.
You
I remember
a bike
that.
Or something.
No, dude, I ate shit hard. And then earlier that day, that's when you fucking tackled me on top of a fuel can for spinning. Didn't even do anything to the can. The can was still upright.
That was so much fun.
That was fun. We had all that land that we were on too.
There were so many ticks though.
I didn't get a single tick from that.
You know,
Shayla got like three.
In 3 days, we went through like 130
cans. That's so much.
It was like
year.
It was like 1.5 days.
Yeah, or whatever it was. Yeah. Right there.
That was for my birthday.
That was fucking crazy.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, we got to do a camping trip here soon.
Anyways, back to the crowd.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Hello.
Even though it's not a live show.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
I was talking to the crowd. You know, because
you're all watching.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you pointed at me, so I was like, I'm doing great, Shane.
You're not the crowd. I said the crowd. You're not the crowd.
Yeah, back to personal projects. I was trying to produce, and I haven't touched it in a while. I'd like to get back to it, though. Got a mental block.
Something you gotta...
White boy problems.
Something you gotta take the time.
Inspiration. Yeah. LSD is good for that.
No, I don't. You know, I don't do that anymore.
You gotta work on it as much as possible, about taking breaks.
Yeah, that's what my thing is. Is like I just have to sit down and start working.
Yeah.
And just not leave. Like, make sure I have all the snacks and all the things that I need at my desk, so I don't get up. Because as soon as I get up, ADD kicks in. Then I'm gone.
Gotta focus.
I'm going frothing. I'm already out the
door. Correct. Gotta stick to it.
You gotta focus.
Me too.
Oh, I focus.
I just want to start drumming. That's all. That's easy for me. Just do that.
Make no. shit happen.
Yeah.
You need to get an electric drum set.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Well, yeah, I suppose. I want to do the whole electric thing.
You don't have to necessarily.
No, but a lot of people would agree that you do.
Yeah. And some of the new electric kits they have out
then you
now
get, then so you good. Have like sick ass bass drops and shit that you can program. And
then you just get a nice little synth pad. Yeah. And some of the synth pads I've seen are so nice. Like, it was actually a metal show I went to back in Indiana. Someone was using a synth pad and it was a. It actually had zones. So, like the drummer just hit above it. Didn't hit it, but just hit above it. And it like could sensor if you're actually hitting it or where in the zone you're hitting it. And right above it, it would just do it did like a reverse cymbal. And then when he hit it, it was like the most beautiful 808 drop ever. It was just like boo, and it was like the breakdown. Sweet. And I fucking shit myself.
That's awesome.
That was my favorite thing back doing drumming was bass drops. Whenever we do shows, they'd usually have like the synth there for it.
Yeah.
Like another artist would already have it up there.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
It's like crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well,
we're just ranting on and on here.
Yeah.
Since it's our first episode without a guest in a while, so we're like, what do we talk about?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit harder to do without a guest. It's, for me, it's a lot more interesting when we have guests because we're not, you know.
Just jibber-jabbering.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna get into more music and...
yeah.
You guys want to end it?
Let's finish it off with some music here.
All right, guys. I got three more tracks to play for you. Thank you for listening to episode 11 of Full Spectrum Radio.
Oh, I'm going to bring it
a little bit old school for you.
Real quick before we quit here. Hopefully next weekend we should have the Lifted Minds guys come in. I have to talk to them and confirm that. Regardless of if they do or not, next week we're doing a hip-hop episode.
Yeah, we'll also see if we can get Ashley on too.
Yeah.
We're working around like other people's work schedules and shit. Yeah. It gets kind of annoying, but... It is what it is. We're in no hurry to do this, you know?
Yep. So look all forward right. to that.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Thanks
Peace
for
out,
listening.
Guys.
Have a good one.
This is my melody, and it's just the raver's fantasy. But I know if you're in love with me tonight, raving through the night.
All right, next I got Counter-Strike, Base Hunter.
Congratulations, you are now a fully trained counter-terrorist operative.
Thank you.
All right, we got Impressed by DJ Isaac.
Psychologically unstable man with an extremely uneducated and barbaric frame of mind, nothing but ridiculous jargon, shocking sexual audacity, and repulsive images of the ghetto. However, after further analysis of his music, I can deduce that he is the epitome of anti-disestablishment terrorism. But to make things more plain and simple to the layman, I find Isaac the dopest, flyest, OG pimp, hustler, gangster, player, hardcore motherfucker living today. To be honest, I am totally and completely on his dick, 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 dick. Dopest, flyest, hardcore motherfucker. Motherfucker.